Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Tuesday 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm happy to announce we got a fine guest who joins us live via Zoom. He is Stephen O'Cara. He is the founder of the Millennial Action Project. And he is the latest of 11 Democrats who have joined the U.S. senatorial candidate field, hoping to oppose Ron Johnson. Stephen, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dom. And you have one of the best radio voices I've ever heard.
Well, I'm Crudy. Dom's got a...
Oh, you're Crudy. Okay,
yeah, that's crude. But I appreciate it, Stephen. I also have a very sexy radio voice.
You do. We both do.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the senatorial pool. Sir, why today? Why'd you make the announcement today? Why are you a candidate for the U.S. Senate?
Well, first of all, thanks again for having me on the show. It's great to be with all of you and your listeners. We are in this race, and we're so proud to announce this candidacy today because we need a different kind of politics to solve the problems that we're facing right now. I've spent the last 10 years focused on how we can translate a more inclusive politics into concrete results for people who feel left out of politics, whether it's working on clean energy funding or criminal justice reform or authorizing the CDC to study gun violence as a public health issue. We've been able to show how the path of building diverse coalitions is what will help Wisconsinites the most. And a number of people across Wisconsin asked me to look at this race, and we started exploring the race with what we called our dignity tour, which was all about hearing from voters who feel disenfranchised right now. And the response was incredible. People wanted to see our campaign take the next step. And I also saw how, despite all of the different stories we heard, one common theme was people do not feel like our politics is working. People feel like there's a flawed business model that profits on hate and fear, and we're here to change it. So that's why we announced our U.S. Senate campaign today.
Stephen, I thought I had seen you would analogize your candidacy to that of Bernie Sanders, and that you would seek to perhaps bring into a tent disaffected independents, disaffected Republicans. Well, I was a Bernie backer, but tell me and my disaffected independent buddy Dominic, why Bernie, and why do you think that's a path to victory, sir?
Well, our focus is disaffected and disillusioned voters. And so I'm really proud that our coalition does include Bernie organizers, but also politically homeless Republicans, as well as obviously mainstream Democrats as well. And one of the reasons for that is because people are tired of traditional politics. Establishment politics is corrupted, and I think a remnant of the past very soon. I think that we need a more honest kind of politics, and that's why our number one agenda item that we're talking about is bringing integrity back to politics, fundamentally changing the business model of campaigns. You know, at our launch just a few hours ago, I talked about how we elect members of Congress to go to Washington and then spend a majority of their time raising money from big dollar donors. And I think that's flawed on many levels. One, it means that our elected representatives are hearing from the special interests and the big money donors to serve their agenda. The second is they're not even spending time legislating. You know, part of my pitch today is I want to be a legislator in the U.S. Senate. This is the experience that I have. I want to provide relief for people who need help. I want to do constituent services. I want to do the actual job and not become a telemarketer like most of the elected representatives have become. And so when you think about the issue of getting big money out of politics and restoring honesty and integrity to the process, that resonates with Bernie organizers. It also resonates with a number of other folks who feel disillusioned by the process.
Stephen, your first official endorsement, or at least the first one I've heard of, Barb Lawton. And she's one of my favorite politicians, one of my favorite human beings. Barb, I believe, was there the day and introduced Tony Evers the day he ran his gubernatorial campaign. I've got a lot of respect for Barb. What's your relation to her, and why is she so enthralled with your candidacy?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. She's one of my favorite people as well. We go back about 15 years during my days at UW-Madison. By the way, I like the Badger cap that you're wearing. And also, she was the lieutenant governor at the time. And we started working on a number of projects then. And we've been doing basically everything together politically since then, whether it's working on campaign finance reform. She joined the advisory board of Millennial Action Project. And so her and I have been thinking and working towards this for some time. And, you know, ultimately, I was so honored and grateful that she was willing to lend her endorsement today. She had a powerful and impassioned speech that she gave before I jumped on stage. And, you know, I think she is so beloved among progressives in Wisconsin, and she has tremendous crossover appeal as well. I think Wisconsinites across the board just have tremendous respect for her, the honor that she brought to politics. And I think one line I've heard from a number of people once they heard about this endorsement was, yeah, Barbara does like a different kind of politics. She does have her eye out there for young rising talent. And we're just really grateful to have her backing because our biggest thing is we want to meet Wisconsinites. We want to get out there. And we are so grateful that she is helping validate a lot of her work. And I know we'll get a lot more eyeballs because of her.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Stephen Alacara. He is the current and most recent entry into the U.S. senatorial efforts here in the state of Wisconsin. Stephen, thank you for joining us. Former CEO of the nonprofit Millennial Action Project. Let's go there a little bit, Stephen. What is the mission of the Millennial Action Project, and how does that tie into what you're trying to do right now?
Sure. Well, the first ideas for Millennial Action Project came about 10 years ago, when we were looking at the worsening polarization. You might remember we had multiple government shutdowns around that time. The debt rating of the United States was downgraded. And I was looking at these long-term challenges like student debt and climate change. And I had this basic question: who's out there looking at, who's in Congress looking out for the long-term future of our country? There's so many incentives that create these short-term band-aids, but not actually solving long-term problems. So that's what led to founding Millennial Action Project. And the mission is to convene and train diverse coalitions of young legislators to get tangible legislative change over the finish line on issues ranging from climate change to employment for veterans, skills training, a lot of different issues. And we work at the congressional and state level. So the way that ties into this is, it's, you know, when people hear this vision of a more inclusive politics, it's easy to feel like, well, is that even possible? And the good news is I can say, yes, it is, because I've been doing it for 10 years. I can point to the coalitions that we've built and the impact that it's had. And, you know, one thing I often point to is how, you know, this food fight in Washington, it can be so tempting for a lot of politicians and a lot of what I call the political industrial complex. But the people that hurts most are the most vulnerable people in our state. And so Millennial Action Project demonstrated the way that building coalitions, that style of politics, is the most effective way to deliver change for people who most need help right now. So it's an experience that I'm really proud of. And now we have over 2,000 young elected officials across the country who are part of that movement.
Wow, that's excellent. Thank you, Stephen, for that. You mentioned the business model being broken with regard to the campaigns, hate and fear, you know, profiting essentially off of the hate and fear. If you want to bring integrity back into our electoral process, are you able to do that without taking the money out?
No, I don't think you can. I think you do have to take the money out of politics. If you look at any industry and want to understand what are the incentives, why is it that certain behaviors are favored over others, usually you can look to the money. And the money that I've seen is so insidious in politics It creates all the wrong incentives. I'll give an example. I've seen members of Congress introduce bills without the intention of passing it. You know, most normal people look at that and say, that's crazy. Why would you do that? But the reason why they do it, they call them messaging bills at times, is because they want to keep the issue on the ballot. They don't actually want to resolve the issue. And the reason why they keep it on the ballot is they know they can raise more money that way, and they can, and that money leads to their reelection. So in so many ways, the business model is flawed. We need to create incentives for legislators to work together and solve problems. And on top of that, I think that, you know, I've seen firsthand how the electoral system, the money and politics system, locks out ordinary people from even running for office. You know, I think if we want to see working class issues truly addressed in Congress, yes, we need more of our coalition to vote. But on top of that, we need the working class to be able to run for office and be the agenda setters themselves. And the way that's going to happen is by changing the money and politics system.
Stephen Olcarra, a fine U.S. senatorial candidate, our fine guest for a few more minutes. Stephen, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about perhaps not the most important question pressing our nation, but to us, an important question. Sir, what do you think about the legalization of recreational marijuana? Tax it, make it legal for adult use. Sir, where do you stand on that issue?
I fully support that issue 100%. It's one of the issues I feel very passionately about. We need to fully legalize marijuana, and it should be regulated like alcohol. And there are a number of reasons for that. The one that appeals to me the most is the fact that we have this insane war on drugs right now that's locking up a lot of people in prison. You know, one of the key people involved in my campaign is someone who's formally incarcerated for a drug offense, possession of marijuana. Makes no sense. And there are a lot of people who need marijuana for medicinal purposes as well. And so I think fully legalizing it, bringing it into the light, and then regulating it is the safest and most efficient way to make sure that we're having a more humane approach to our criminal justice system, and we're maximizing the opportunities that we see with marijuana.
Stephen Olcarra, I understand you play guitar and occasionally Johnny Cash, so this one's for you, sir. If people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved?
Absolutely. Well, we will be rolling out the Johnny Cash covers in this campaign trail. We're ready to go. We're taking song requests as well, so please get in touch with us if you want us to play a particular song. I've got the acoustic guitar. Sometimes I'll have other musicians with me. And so if people want to learn more, donate, get involved, come to StephenOlcarra.com. That is the central portal of our movement for inclusion and dignity here in Wisconsin.
Stephen Olcarra, thank you so much for joining us. Joe Parisi, Dane County Executive, is next. More Devils.
Thank you.